It's coming up on 8 o'clock, so I'm going to go ahead and play this piece from Daniel, and it's entitled Lucky Numbers. It's from his first project. And then at the end of this, we're going to be talking to the man of the hour. And I'm so excited. Can you tell? All right. So here is Lucky Numbers.
In other words, I'm kind of lost tonight. Keep trying to forget things by writing poetry lines. Tune on the radio, put silence on hold. There's a slow song playing low. Pictures are freezing in time. I was walking in the desert with sand in my eyes. Birds appear to fly, sing their own lullabies. She's a rose in my battlefield. She's standing, she's alive out. She's incredibly bright. She's my shelter, she knows how I feel ashamed. May the full moon always shine. Was the first to show when I was stuck in the middle of nothing, shocked and wild. Bring me peace with laughs, fills my heart with butterflies. When I'm out on a limb, I've got to remind myself to make it rain, though you need rain. Soothing it feels sometimes to live in a cage as a lion. Laying in a bed is alright when there's nobody home and the sight is unclear. I'm turning the pages of my phone book tonight. Keep turning from A to Z. Real friends are not easy to find. I found my lucky numbers just beside her name. I doubt my lucky numbers just to let them know that now I think I'm doing alright.
Right. Before I open up Daniel's line, I want to let you guys know the chat room is always open, WDGPradio.com. Just scroll down to the map and click on the first link that it says WDGP chat. Okay. And, of course, the lines will be open at about 8:30 if you'd like to call in, 712-432-0900. And the code you will need when prompted is 155-879-POUND. 712-432-0900. Code is 155-879-POUND. Good evening, Daniel.
Hey, good evening, Dana. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I just knew you was going to have that sexy French accent. I was like, I can't wait to hear his voice. Oh, yes, I do. Wow, you've been at this for a while, haven't you?
What happened to me?
This thing called music. You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. So, and the piece of the Lucky Numbers, the first song, by the way, I'm a bit surprised that you put that in. It was, yeah, cool, good choice, Diana. And, yeah, it's from my first and debut album, man, it's 2009, the time's going really
fast. Yes, it is.
So, yeah, and since then, you know, I put a lot of shows and stuff like that, as usual, you know. So, and my latest album been launched this year in May. So, yeah, I'm doing fine, and it's, yeah, and the comments and the airplay I received from everywhere, you know, on the planet. So I'm very happy and proud of that. So
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Well, you've been you picked up the acoustic guitar at 8 years of age.
Yeah, I received as a gift from one of my aunt. So start to play guitar. And hopefully for my parents, it wasn't drums.
Yeah.
So, I started like that, you know, but always surrounded by music, you know, where I was living in my when I was young. So, learning guitar, listening to the radio and all this. So I think it's in my blood, you know. It's I don't know if you know the, you know, about the church, the big organ, the Casavant organ.
Yes.
I don't know. You don't know that?
Yes, I know about the organ. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's I'm a descendant of this family, so I think the music is in my blood.
Oh, I think it is. I think you're right, Daniel.
So it started like that. So after that, I made, around 18, 16 years old, I started to play piano. And already trying, you know, to create songs. And, you know, it was like, since the beginning, you know, to create something for me was, was in my blood, I think, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know that you wrote all of the 5 tracks on your EP, your newest project. But the first project, did you write all those songs as well?
I write the music of all the pieces except for 2 songs. I got a co-writer, Maria Giuliani, for 2 songs in the first album. But in Soul Reunion, it's I create lyrics and the music of all the 5 pieces.
Soul Reunion. I love that name. How did you come up with that, Soul Reunion?
You know, Soul Reunion, especially in the, you know, in the right now, it's so easy in these days, you know, to get lost. Everything goes fast in this material world, if I can quote Madonna. It's about, you know, to get closer to who you really are, closer to your own soul, you know, to make it like your own soul union with yourself, you know, to really get closer to who you really are. Because, as I told you, you know, these days it's really easy to get lost, you know, it's fast and a lot of materials, you know. So, that's why at a soul reunion, it's really to get to connect with your own, your deep soul. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, how did you feel about getting those accolades with the first project? And you won the Billboard Magazine World Song Contest?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
You know, it's so, I received, by the way, 6 honorable mentions from a Billboard World Song Contest. But if I can make a long story short, you know, for sure, okay, I came from Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. So my first language is French. Okay?
Right.
But, you know, I used to, for sure, I create songs in French, too. But I send the songs everywhere, you know, in Quebec. They're kind of contests and all that. And I always receive, like, you know, the official letters, like, thank you very much for your participation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe the next time will be the good one, you know. So, but at the same time, I was always created songs in English. So in 2005 or 6, I don't remember exactly, I decided anyway, you know, for me it's simple, and it's more simple for me in English for the writing, lyrics and the vocal and all that. So I decided to send my songs to all kind of contests over the world. So, and it started to it started from at this precious precise moment. So after, you know, a couple of years after that, so 6 honorable mentions from Billboard. I've been a top 10 finalist in Canada for a Mountain Stage New Song Contest. I don't know if you know that Folk Alliance in the U.S., don't know if you know about that, Folk Alliance.
It's, I think I do.
pardon me?
I think I do.
Okay, so there's a Folk Alliance in Canada. So, yeah, so I've been one of the top 10. So, but anyway, you know, all this, it's like a... it's really cool for me, you know, not, you know, it's great because it gives you the sign that you're at the good place.
Yes.
You know? And it means, and for me, that's the most important when you're when you create something. It's like the people can relate to, you know,
yes.
You can
yes.
Ease people mm-hmm. like that. You know, for me, that's the most important. That yeah, you know, for it's the same for a painter or you know a musician or a dancer. Anyway, you know, when mm-hmm. you feel you touch people, so that's the most important, I think. So
yes.
More than for my little person, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree. That and that's very commendable. I like that. I like that, Daniel. I knew I was going to like you anyway.
Me too. I was sure about it. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
I love your show, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'm a listener. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. So, let me ask you, who, if anybody, would you say is your musical influence? What artist?
Oh man, I got many.
You got many. I figured
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
because your style is so.
I can answer you by alphabetic order. I will start from the bottom. Stevie Wonder
course.
For me is for me it's the top. You know about about his soul.
Yes.
The way all the songs, the you know the songbook of Stevie Wonder is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I saw him three times live. Mm-hmm. And oh man, for me, he's the man. For about songwriting. Also, for sure, you know, Lennon McCartney, especially Paul McCartney,
mm-hmm.
Because of the sense of melody. You know,
yes.
The melodies of Paul McCartney are always like, you know, they're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, as a musician, The Who, the band The Who,
uh-huh.
Pete Townshend on guitar, you know, the rhythm guitar is totally, like, awesome. So, but I can continue like this and that, you know. But, I think those three are...
On
and
the
I
top.
Can say also Peter Gabriel and the mm-hmm. old Genesis, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. Genesis.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel. Yeah, was, another of my big influence, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. So now that you've shared all that with us, why don't we go ahead and listen to one of the five from your Soul Reunion project. Let's see. I don't even know which one. Oh, let's do Park and Fly because that was the first single that you released, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right.
So do you want to say anything about it?
Oh, I can. If you want, you're the boss.
I want you to. Yes. That was cute.
No, you know, it's about, you know, and in Park and Fly, by the way, I mentioned about Soul Reunion. It's really about, you know, I said in the beginning of this interview, you know, about, you know, these days get lost and goes fast, material world, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's, you know, sometimes you need to make kind of, you need to step back sometime to be able to see where you are in your life, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yes.
Because, yeah, you're living in your life. Okay, everything is fast. Okay, you got a deadline, this, and you got to do this for tomorrow morning and this and that. But you can get lost. So it's important, I think, in your life sometimes to step back and to have another perspective of where you are in your life. So that's what that's what it is again, the park and fly. It's the, you know, the imagery of that, to park, yeah, stay there and fly, to have another perspective of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's about it. But I think it will be better if you're listening to listen to the song. I hope you will like it. Must be a place in the middle somewhere, glory.
calling friends, bell telling stories to blow your mind. Burning for notes to come running back, just the silence, no rhythm, no rhymes. The sudden change of way of living, about it as insane as trading a stage for a night. The phone to ring all night. Is there anybody along the way? Not people walking by, but the street is never mine. Here's the cone, it can't get any lower. A matter of parking line. Rain and ghost, well, there. Unreal, this world is crowded in low light. Moving shades and stormy weather, bouncing on moonlight paint. We're thinking a lot, wishing and watching signs. Got to prove it. Ah, people walking down, but the street is never mine. Here's the cold, it can't get any lower. A matter of park and climb. But if you see a friend of mine, please tell her I need her to close about. Down the road, I can't wait any longer, but I know that she'll be on time. And get ready for park and fly. The second that you need it to survive.
You remind me of someone, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but if I put my finger on it before the show's over, I'll tell you. But if not, I'll send you an email, because there's you remind me of someone.
When you add you know, you can send me that by through Facebook.
yes I do,
because you're my friend.
Yes, I am your friend. And just so you know, you can be his friend too on Facebook. He has a fan page. You can go check that out and keep up with everything that he's doing. Speaking of which, are you touring?
You know what, right now I'm starting to the show, you know, like the first date, it's still, you know, in October.
Oh, okay.
It's only the 20th, But yeah, it will start there slowly but surely. But at beginning of the of next year, where I'm already planning some dates in the in Canada and also in US. You know, like last year I made some shows in the Boston area. Mm-hmm. You made some a couple of shows there. So yeah, but it will be more later in 2014. You know, the third album will come too. You know, so I'm really in the process of creation and mm-hmm. also the planning of the dates. So,
right
now there's a one official in Moonshine Cafe in Oakville near Toronto in Canada,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we're planning some shows too in Montreal. But anyway, what you know with the websites and all that,
okay.
The audience will be able to find the dates and all the details.
Great, mm-hmm. great. You think you're coming to the further down the East Coast, like in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area anywhere? Do you have that on your schedule, you think?
You know what? I will check something for sure in Baltimore area.
Okay.
So I can see you.
All right. Well, I'm closer to the D.C. side, but okay.
Okay.
Either one works. I'm like
I'll
in the middle.
I'll find a place. No doubt, for sure.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Now, you did live in the U.S. for a year, right?
Yeah.
What were you?
I live in Florida.
So, you went to the good part.
Oh yeah. It's great, huh? To skip a winter.
Yes.
No.
Definitely.
No snow, you know, it mm-hmm. was funny because when I was there, you know, through the internet, I was listening to some radio stations from Montreal and, you know, around my where I live, where I'm born. So it was funny, you know, when you're just there with your short, you know,
uh-huh.
big sunshine and you can hear, oh, there's a problem, you know, a lot of cars because there's a snowstorm
uh-huh.
and you are there, you know, so without
yeah.
Seeing any kind of snowflakes. So, yeah, it was great. So, but.
I bet.
Yeah.
Although,
but more
you know,
than that, I was there too. You know, I made a lot of studio there, studio recording, and a
mm-hmm.
lot of shows there. You know, like open mics.
Uh-huh.
I've done a lot of open mics there in Florida, you know, to test my songs, my material, to get a self-confidence too, because it's still it's not my first language, but the reaction of the audience there was seriously amazing. Was very fun for me,
mm-hmm.
great fun, and so it helped me to continue and to be able to now a couple of years later, you know, to be able to talk with you and to have a second album on the road. So yeah, I'm glad.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you're a fan of open mics, huh?
It's fun, open mics, you know. It's fun because, you can test your own stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, So it's fun. It's fun, you know. You play two or three songs. But I need to say that I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe the last one, maybe it's about 3 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
it's in a small bar in Montreal. But maybe I will do it again. Sometime maybe, you know, like incognito, arriving somewhere.
Incognito, I like that.
Yeah. Incognito, yeah, with a background over my head just to be sure people won't
recognize you, right? Okay. All right, sounds good. So I wanted to ask you something to pop right out of my head. Isn't that crazy? You know, you could just be having a conversation, you think of something, and then it's gone just that fast. I wanted to ask you about, now you're an independent artist, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, I know you have to work really, really hard. That's one of the reasons why I help promote independent artists, because I know they have to work so much harder because they don't have that money behind them to push them and do the marketing and what have you for them. So let me ask you, would you consider, how do I want to phrase this? Do you think that you would ever be with a major recording label?
Oh, that's a good one. But first of all, I'd like to, you know, it's so obvious. I really like to thank you for the, yeah, to promote the independent artists, because yeah, it's so important to get some exposures. So but about the big signing and all that, you know, for sure. But In 2013, I think it's tougher and tougher to, really sign with a major company. But, maybe it will arrive one day or maybe not. I don't know. Right now, the thing I know that slowly but surely I'm, continue the creation process and, I got some airplay, all that. And, yeah, for sure,
Well,
something big happened like that with a big major company, but I don't know how, if they're still signing a lot of new artists. I don't know.
Well, you
Honestly,
know
I
what?
don't know.
I think you're right. It is definitely harder to get signed with a major label. I think the role of major labels is in flux, if you will,
Yeah.
being that they used to find the raw talent and polish it and promote it, and and you had to do a certain amount of albums or CDs in this case before they could you could even consider going to somebody else to further your musical talents. But now it seems that I think they like the independent artists. And the reason I say that is because if you are popular enough without their assistance, then they can take you up. They don't have to put as much money into the pre-production as they
You're so
would
right
if
on
you
that.
weren't doing your own thing out there. And they can do more like a distribution deal. Now,
Yeah, and you push the right button there. It's I think it's really about more about the distribution, I think so. And as you're so right on that. They will maybe sometimes they wait and see, and then when you see oh it's getting bigger and followers and all that, so maybe they can be interested to sign
Right,
someone,
then they want to sign you
so
because they know they
but
can make more money off of you, which is, I mean, that's, it's the nature, excuse me, of the business. So yeah, they aren't going to touch you unless they know they can make some money from you, either through a
Yeah, and
distribution
with
deal
the
or.
now with the internet, it's so yeah the industry, musical industry, is changing a lot,
Yes, it
and I
is.
don't know how it will look like in 5 years and 10 years. I don't know, but with the internet, the good thing is you can find so many artists, so many
Yes.
independent artists, and they're very good, so
Very
very
good.
great talent. But so you know what? If maybe I'm wrong on that, but my first goal is really to be able to express myself
Right.
and to touch people. And if the for sure, if I can make big
Of
money
course,
and
of
all that,
course,
for
of
sure I'll be
course.
really happy. But my main thing is not to no, it's really the first thing is to be able to express myself and to touch the people.
Yes.
That's but as I say, if
Well, I
someone knock
think
at my door tomorrow morning, I will say, "Hello, my name is
I
Daniel."
know that's right. But I think you're right about that. And I think that being independent does allow you to express yourself the way you want and not be pigeonholed into a particular genre, if you will. You can experiment with all genres and you can be eclectic in your talent, which I think is the best thing because the world is eclectic. We're not in boxes like people want to put us into boxes, and which is why I love independent music because, you can just hear great music in all, I don't put labels on music, but of course society does. The music industry does. You're either pop or you're jazz or you're soul or you're rap or your hip hop or your and a lot of things that they say are in those categories. I'm like, that doesn't sound like hip hop to me, So so I like what I do because I get to hear all types of beautiful music from A to Z, and I love it. and it's all
and
good.
I can hear that on your show, by the way, because I told you I've been listening to your show a couple of times, mm-hmm. and I can see the kind of music, and it's eclectic, but yeah. I like it very much.
Yeah, variety is the spice of life, baby.
And that's funny because, you know, when you talk about, you know, it's like, you know, tagging, it's like people like to categorize us, huh? You know,
yes.
It's like, okay, you fit in that frame, okay,
yes.
Put the sticker in his, you know, front hair, you know, forehead, okay, categorize her, he's like this, he's like that, she's, you know,
yeah.
they, that's,
and
it reminds me a song from my Soul Reunion album, Two Times One of a Kind, because it's really about that.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, people need tag, you know, so like to categorize.
And you know what, that was a great segue, because since you mentioned Two Times One of a Kind, that's what we're going to hear right now.
No, in reality, we are known for more than just one thing. So we are all more than just one of a kind. You know, we can be a thousand of a kind, you know, because
yes.
we're not just one category of person.
Exactly.
Because everyone are all kind of, you know, it's like a... Yeah.
Okay.
You know
we're
gonna
take a listen to the song, and then we're gonna be back and chop it up some more with Daniel. Hang on, Daniel. We'll be back.
Close to the sea, seal yourself tight with million thoughts of main streams in a pile. Build a storyboard with chain reaction stuff to follow, but changes all start on cue. It's about you. It's about you. Oppose a field. Turn back and pay the price. How just do we improve our skills for the fight? The shades of endless stories on first impressions of tomorrow. Could you believe enough to walk on through? Oh, in your world you draw the lines. It's about you. Don't fail in the fun and you had a glory when there's nothing here to show. Could you believe enough? Could you believe enough? There's a part two.
That's beautiful music there. My goodness. Daniel.
Thank you very much, Dana. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
You wrote that, right?
Pardon me?
You composed the music for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So did I hear harp in there? Did I hear a harp?
A what?
Harp.
Sorry, pardon me, because of the, I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, okay.
No, I don't. I have trouble to. What's the word again? I'm
harp.
So sorry.
H-A-R-P. A harp?
No, but it sounds like a bit, huh? No, no. It's a guitar and maybe keyboard, a blend of it. So it
the
sounds
blend.
Like a.
It's beautiful music. Now, and also, I realize who it is you remind me of. And it's not so much that you sound like him, but you have a raspiness at times in your voice when you're singing. And it reminds me of Rod Stewart. It came to me at the beginning of that song. I said, it's Rod Stewart. That's who it is.
Yeah, I didn't tell you my real name is Danielle Stewart. Rod. No.
Oh, see, you have
okay,
fun
but
with
I
me.
Tell you, as
yeah,
a,
it's that
yeah,
the
sure.
quality of your voice is like that. You know, Rod has that raspiness when he sings.
Yeah,
uh-huh. You got a little bit of it. It's not that your voice is really smooth, but there are times when I guess you're really feeling the song.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Yeah. It's nice. That I like that. Okay, I think
thank
that might be my
much,
that might be my favorite.
Oh, cool.
We'll see, cool. You know, as we
but,
go through the evening.
When
we'll
you
see.
Will listen to the last one, I think you will see that's your favorite.
Oh, well, really?
Maybe when you will listen to the first one and the second one. No, I'm joking.
But no, you're joking.
I'm very proud of mine.
No, you're joking. But that really happens to me because I'll hear a song, I'm like, oh, I really like that. And then I'll hear the next one, I'm like, oh, well, no, I really like that one. I do that because that's how music
great.
Is. If it makes you feel, you know, if it speaks to you, then yeah, I like it, you know? So, and it's hard to pick
you.
Favorites. And I know for you, you can't pick a favorite, can you? Of all the songs you've done.
It's like,
exactly.
You know, when you have two, three babies. You know, it's impossible.
Exactly.
You know, it's impossible. But that's great because the thing that you're saying, just saying now, it's great because it reminds me, you know, the Cashbox magazine, you know, you have a Cashbox USA,
mm-hmm.
and there's a Cashbox magazine Canada, too. You know, it's about the music industry
yeah.
and all that. And I'm glad because this week I'm in the cover story of the Cashbox Canada.
Yeah.
So in it, they're talking about Soul Reunion albums. So it's great because the things that you're saying, we can see the similarities with the text they put there. So
okay.
Yeah.
So at least I'm on the right path, right? I'm on the right. Oh my goodness, you're so much fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about the record industry, and I just wanted to say that for me, I love the way it's headed. I hope it really goes that way where the independent artists get more recognition for what they're doing without the record label. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a couple of years ago, we had a couple of independent artists who won Grammys. So that was
right.
major. I'm like, great, this is good stuff, you know. And of course, you have your own independent music awards, you know, in different parts of the world. So that's a plus too. But I like it when mainstream recognizes the talent in independent artists.
And you know some band like you know, I don't know if you know Arcade Fire. That's a band from Montreal, but
mm-hmm.
they really started independent, all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And now they're huge, you know. They're singing with David Bowie and U2 and all that.
Oh,
so, but
okay.
They were really independent, so maybe
there's hope, huh?
You know, it's like a ray of hope. Maybe
yeah,
someday,
there's hope. There's hope.
Know,
there's always
the
hope. Yes, yes.
I am, you know.
And I see you being big because, like I said, you have that quality, you have that international quality about you. So, you know, you'll do well. And I'm sure you do well over in, like, the UK and in that part of the world, don't you? You have a big fan base there.
In Europe. In Europe, exactly. You know, I got some airplay like and like Scotland, UK for sure, you know, Sweden, Holland, Portugal, you know, Germany.
Okay.
So and it was the same for my first album. You know, there's three songs there as lucky numbers, by the way. Get some airplay, you know. So no, I'm pretty proud of that. You know, I'm getting some airplay, like all kind of countries. You know, so no, that's great. Yeah, all the time it's like thanks God or thanks, I don't know who you are, where you are, but thank you very much because I'm really, you know, I'm blessed. You know,
That's right.
I'm really blessed about all that. You know?
Yes, you got to acknowledge that blessing. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is your EP was put out in May. Now that's five songs. Are you going to do like a album, or I guess they call them CDs now? I keep saying album because I'm dating myself.
Yeah.
So are you going to do a full one now or soon?
Oh yeah, in 2014 I'm already working, you know, on that. You know, it's really in the plan of 2014.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, the third album will come. It will be a full album this time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll fit that with planning some dates in U.S. and Canada, and I hope in Europe too. You know, I hope. So yeah, we'll see, but it will be in 2014.
And will you again write everything on the album? Will you do everything, or will you work? That's another question. Is there someone you're hungry to work with?
Oh wow, there's so many. What a question! What a tricky question, Diana.
That's my job.
Wow. Oh, it's hurt. you know, I don't know because there's so many people. You know, I was like, you know, like, okay, if I look for the top, I will get back to my influences, you know, for sure.
I'm sure. Stevie, oh, that would be awesome.
If Stevie call me tomorrow, I will say, hi, Stevie.
Daniel, you got it backwards. You can't wait for him to call you. You got to call him.
Yeah.
You can't wait for him to call you. You gotta be like Stevie, I need you, Stevie.
I will say, yeah, Stevie, you know me. Yeah, I made the conversation show with Dinah.
That's right.
No, but you know, there's so many people. You know, but. You know, but sometimes it can be, you know, you can have some people that you really look for to work with, and big names, and sometimes, you know, you need to have a connection, you know, a human connection with them. You know, sometimes they're not always easy to get along with, you know, for all kind of reasons. So I don't know. It's too tough to answer, but if it happens, I will inform you that, you know.
You better.
For sure, I will.
You'll be like, guess what? Guess who I'm going to be working with?
Yes.
Wow.
That's cool.
That is cool. Daniel, you know, you are a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I'm enjoying you. I really am.
Oh, you know what? Thanks, really big. Thank you for having me. It was such a big, big fun and really interesting. And again, thanks for helping the independent artists to get airplay and, you know, to have a place to talk about what they're doing and all that. So I really, really appreciate it.
Love it. Now, I'm not telling you to hang up now. Don't you dare hang up that phone yet.
No, I will stay there.
Don't you dare. Okay, because we're gonna play a couple more songs. But when I come back, Daniel, this is something I ask of every artist who comes on the show. I want you to give a word of advice or a word of encouragement or a combination of the two to the people who are coming behind you, who are grinding, trying to get where you are. Because you're doing great. You got two projects out already. You're going to be working on your third. You're going to be touring. That a lot of people who are independent artists are still trying to get to where you are. So I want you to give them some words of encouragement and inspiration, if you will. And I'm going to give you some time to think about it because we're going to play a couple of your songs. Okay?
That's great.
Okay, that's great. All right, so I think we're going to do More Than a Lover and Heavenly High, which is Alive.
Yeah, it's like kind of my spiritual song, and it's my album's happy ending.
All right, well, we're going to do the happy ending, baby. So we're going to play these, and then we're going to come back, and you're going to give that advice or inspiration.
Sure, dude, oh, baby's crazy. Turn off the best, you better leave it. You should know by now that everybody needs a second chance. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me ease you like no other. Nothing should ever, ever be the same. You should know one thing more than another. That sometimes someone else. Down in a corner, sometimes it takes that to realize. When there's no way out, you're moving like a merry-go-round, going around. No beautiful action, when soon after all, feel your angels strong, pushing you over the wall. There you go, and there you go. I hope you're feeling right. Time to heal is like a measure.
fixing all the pieces can take a while. The time it takes to get inside to find the cure to such a harm. Behavior was safe and sound where you cannot fail. It's your new desire, fulfilling our desire to have any high. Oh yeah. How deep inside you start to feel it now. You're going to have any high. Must believe in God or angel. The little old ladies will come along. Reminds you faith in when have a lot to do with it. What you sense in space, all the mass will explode with grace and with love.
That song makes me want to see you live, so you have to come this way, okay?
Yeah, and it was really cool, this recording, you know, the audience was perfect, was not very great experience, very cool. So, yeah, I hope you like it. I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah, I do. All right. Well, like I said, it makes me want to be, it makes me anxious, more anxious to see you actually playing live. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm gonna be looking for you to come. You gotta come somewhere in this area.
Oh,
DC,
yeah.
DC, Baltimore,
yeah. And you
Virginia,
will be the first to know it.
All right. Okay. All right, my dear, are you ready with those words?
Yeah, you know, I will talk as a songwriter, a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. I will say, okay, I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, never stop and keep going. But I will add really for the good reasons. You know, especially if you're a singer-songwriter, you know, because the good reason first is to create songs, to be able to express yourself in song and for sure to touch the people. But you know, if your mindset is okay, I'm a singer-songwriter because I want to make a David Letterman next week, you know, and it's great to have big goal. That's I don't have any kind of problem with that. The only thing is to be careful, because sometimes the goal can take all the place and you can forget why you're doing that, you know. Mm-hmm. And the first reason why you're a singer-songwriter, that's because you have something to say, you know.
Yes.
And it's not because you want to have your face on the first page of all kind of magazines, you know. So, yeah, I think this is the most. And also, if I can add, you know, to be careful sometimes, maybe it will sound weird, but to be careful sometimes when you're working on a project, okay? I will explain that by sometimes, for all kind of reasons, voluntary or not, some people around you, or you know, as if you're working, you know, have a day job or something like that, some people for all kind of reason can discourage you. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it's good to talk about what you're doing with the project with your close person, you know, with a confidence.
Yes.
All that. Mm-hmm. But people that you're like for example, coworkers and all that, you know, they're a very cool person at the job or this and that, you know, even in your family, good.
Yes.
But sometimes when you talk about a project, special project, it's like, you know, and now while I'm saying that, it's like getting back to the category, you know, like to categorize us, as you were saying later in this interview. Earlier in this interview, so it's the same, you know, so people, you can't do that. You know,
yes.
You cannot sing and create songs. So be really be careful with that. And, you know, I hope I'm clear. I hope so.
Yes, you were clear.
Yeah.
And I love what you just said, because that's so important, not just in music, but in life in general. When there's something that you want to do, there's a goal you set for yourself, you cannot share it with everybody. You cannot, because you will be discouraged before you even begin.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes it's really not easy, you know. Life is not always
not easy,
right? So and especially when you create something, that means if you can create something, that means you're really like sensitive about mm-hmm. everything around you, mm-hmm. you know. So sometimes it can be easy to feel like, I will not be able to do that, this and that, because you feel the vibes of the people
yes,
surrounding you.
Yes, I
that,
agree.
You know, come on, you cannot do this, you
yes.
know.
Yes. And, you know, really, Daniel, what you just said is why when I was doing the radio station, I did yeah. not tell a soul, okay? I did not tell anybody until I had been doing it for about 3 or 4 months. And then I started to tell my family and friends, oh, guess what I'm doing, you know, because I'd already crossed that hurdle, you know, because I could hear them. I could just hear them saying, oh, what do you want to do that for? What do you know about music? As a matter of fact, a friend of mine did say that. He said, well, did you study music? What do you know about music? How are you going to do, you know, this, that, and the other. And I'm saying to him, I'm doing it. That's how.
Wow, that's exactly that.
Yes,
that's
the perfect
example.
And they don't mean any harm. That's the thing. They really think they're helping you.
Yeah,
be realistic.
Yeah, that's why it's involuntary. You know, it's voluntary or not.
Yeah.
You know, they don't
exactly.
want to hurt you.
They don't want you to get hurt or whatever the case may be. But if you don't dream big, you can't fly far. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You gotta reach
exactly.
for the reach
but,
for the moon, and if you don't make it, you still be among the stars.
You need to dream big, but
yes.
at the same time, never forget the reason why you started to think about the big thing. That's, you know, if you're for the radio station, that because you like independent music,
mm-hmm.
you like the radio for sure, and
yes.
all that, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you. that's the main reason why you're doing that.
Yes.
So as a songwriter, the main reason is because a songwriter has something to say.
Yes, you know? Definitely.
It's not because you want to see you want to see your face in a big magazine. Okay, if it's arrived with the money, for sure you will say, all right, you know. But it's not, you know, no.
Yes. Wow, that's some really good advice, Daniel. You see, you're going to have to be my bestie because we think alike. We actually think alike.
Sweet,
I love it.
Really
I love
cool.
it. Okay, so you've got to come back when you finish that third album. You got to come back,
yeah.
And we're going to have a listening party. We're going to share it all and tell people where they can get. As a matter of fact, tell people where they can get your music right now, the two projects.
You know that the thing I will Facebook, but through my website, you know, I will if you have you're ready with the paper and all that,
yes.
Everyone. So it's Daniel. So it's the Daniel like Daniel hyphen Casavant. It's CASAVANT. So .com. So it's Daniel-Casavant.com. So by this you will find all kind of links, you know, through CD Baby, iTunes, and all that. So you can have the physical version of the MP3 stuff and all
yes.
that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you have been a great guest. Thank you so much again for spending this hour with me. I truly appreciate you and wish you nothing but continued success.
You're so gentle. I really appreciate it very much, and thanks for having me, and I can't wait for the next one.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Daniel. Enjoy your Sunday. And
you too.
As soon as you know about the tour, let me know because I can post it on WDGP as well.
For sure, you'll be one of the first on the list, my dear.
All right, you take care.
Thank you very much, and thanks everybody to listen to the station. Wonderful job, Diana. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
And I'm going to play this. It's a little instrumental piece, very short. It's entitled "In Between." Writes music very, very well. I love it. Okay. Thank you, Daniel, once again. And don't forget, follow his page, like his page on Facebook, and go to DanielCasavant.com, and you'll find all the links to go purchase your own copies of this beautiful music.